This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Bandabla. The headlines. Nagaland will hold 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference from 9th to 13th November. Ministry of Donor makes four Northeastern states, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura and Meghalaya as members of the committee to work collaboratively to identify opportunities and address challenges in the region's tourism sector. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main attends inaugural session of General Council meeting of Northeastern Students Organization at Namsai. Women's Tri-Nation Football Tournament concludes with Nepal defeating host India 2-1 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong. Now for the news in detail. Nagaland will host the 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference from 9 to 13th of November under the theme Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change. The conference serves as a vital platform for the Northeastern state to discuss and find common solutions to regional challenges, covering topics from economic development to policy issues and developing a stronger and unified voice for the region. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be the chief patron and Nagaland Chief Minister Nephi Leo as a vice patron of the conference. Meanwhile, Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Sheringan Longkumar, who also serves as chairman of the CPA India Region Zone 3, has extended invitation to all presiding officers of the Northeast Legislature to attend the conference. The Ministry of Donor has made four Northeastern states, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura and Meghalaya as members of the committee who are working collaboratively to identify opportunities and address challenges in the region's tourism sector. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, who virtually attended the third meeting of the High-Level Task Force on Tourism in Northeastern Region yesterday, informed that committee is to strengthen regional collaboration. The National Council for Educational Research and Training yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding with IIT Madras in New Delhi to strengthen educational research, development, training and technology integration. In a statement, the Ministry of Education said that the agreement is a step towards innovation in education. The collaboration aligns with the vision of National Education Policy 2020 and aims to promote information technology, artificial intelligence and machine learning enabled learning solutions. The agreement will also foster research, data analytics and multilingual platforms and resources to further learning and training of students, teachers and development of digital content and platforms. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday attended the inaugural session of the General Council meeting of the Northeast Students Organization at Namsai. Terming the youth as true strength of the nation, vibrant, capable and full of promise, Main said he was delighted to witness student leaders and youth representatives from across the Northeast coming together to deliberate on vital issues from education and employment to cultural preservation and regional unity. He reaffirmed the government's continued support for youth-led initiatives and expressed confidence that forums like MISO will further strengthen interstate cooperation and nurture leadership across the region. Hosted by the All Arunachal Pradesh Students Union, the gathering brought together leaders including MISO Chief Advisor Dr. Samujal Bhattacharya, MISO Chairman Samuel Jirwa and representatives from the Northeastern states. The Meghalaya government has commenced the observance of Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 yesterday. The week-long observance commenced with the Integrity Pledge administered by Chief Secretary Dr. Shakil P. Ahmed at the main secretariat in Shillong in the presence of senior government officials. Observed annually during the last week of October, Vigilance Awareness Week seeks to promote active participation from all sections of society in combating corruption. The initiative aims to enhance public understanding of the causes and consequences of corruption while fostering a culture of integrity, transparency and accountability in governance. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Du Homa claimed that Mizoram has been ranked the second least corrupt state in India next only to Lakshadweep, a milestone he described as a remarkable achievement and a moment of pride for the state. In his message marking Vigilance Week 2025, Lal Du Homa emphasized the importance of integrity and collective responsibility in fighting corruption. He said the Vigilance Week is observed annually to commemorate the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The campaign aims to raise public awareness about the evils of corruption and encourage citizens to take a firm stand against greed and unethical practices. The chief minister described corruption as a barrier to development and a cause of people being deprived of what is rightfully theirs, and urged citizens to start combating corruption within their own families and communities. The recent revision in the GST rates has resulted in a significant decrease in the prices of medicines and medical equipment. According to Genesis Enterprise, a well-known medical store in Mizoram, the reduction in GST has brought substantial relief to both retailers and consumers. Medicines that were previously taxed at 12% and medical equipment at 18% are now subject to a uniform 5% GST rate. The owner said that this is a major reduction and it has already made a noticeable difference. While a few items have retained their previous rates, majority of medicines and equipments are now much more affordable. The 26th World Sight Day was widely observed across Manipur yesterday under the global theme Love Your Eyes, focusing on the promotion of eye health and prevention of visual impairment. The state-level observance was held at District Hospital Chandale. As part of the observance, mega-free eye and cataract screening camp was held where free spectacles were distributed to senior citizens diagnosed with short-sightedness. A total of 36 cataract cases and 18 pterygium cases were detected during the camp for further treatment and follow-up care. The program effectively raised public awareness on the importance of regular eye checkup, the need for early detection and prevention of visual impairment. The Women's Tri-Nation Football Tournament featuring India, Iran and Nepal came to a close at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong yesterday. The concluding match was played between India and Nepal with the visitors defeating the Blue Tigers 2-1. Iran had defeated India 2-0 in the opening match of the tournament on the 21st of this month. The Iranians were crowned champions after they trounced Nepal 3-0 in the second and final match of the Tri-Nation tournament last week in the same venue in Shillong. The friendly matches against Iran and Nepal were a key part of the Indian women's football team's built up to the AFC Asian Cup 2026 in Australia. In Arunachal Pradesh, the 8th edition of the MTB Tawang Challenge began yesterday with the men elite across country time trial and junior category races, marking an energetic start to the event. Briefing media persons, convener of the Arunachal Cycling Association, Pura Khonkhu, informed that over 35 riders from across India are participating in this year's challenge. He highlighted that the event aims to promote adventure sports and cycling culture in Arunachal Pradesh's picturesque and challenging terrain. The MTB Tawang Challenge has grown into one of the premier mountain biking events in Northeast India, drawing cycling enthusiasts and professionals from various parts of the country to test their endurance and skill in Tawang's high-altitude trials. The event is being organized by the Arunachal Cycling Association under the aegis of the Cycling Federation of India with the support from the Department of Youth Affairs. Before we end the news bulletin, now for the headlines once again. Nagaland will host 22nd Annual Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference from 9th to 13th of November. Ministry of Donor makes 4 northeastern states, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura and Meghalaya as members of committee to work collaboratively to identify opportunities and address challenges in the region's tourism sector. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chairman Min attends inaugural session of General Council meeting of Northeast Students Organization at Namsai. Women's Tri-Nation Football Tournament concludes with Nepal defeating host India 2-1 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.